This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives approved a $430 billion bill on Friday that is seen as the biggest climate package in U.S. history, delivering a major legislative victory for U.S. President Joe Biden ahead of the November 8th midterm elections. More details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The legislation to fight climate change and lower prescription drug prices aims to cut domestic greenhouse gas emissions. It will also allow Medicare to negotiate lower drug prices for the elderly and ensure that corporations and the wealthy pay the taxes that they owe. Democrats say it will help combat inflation by reducing the federal deficit. The House voted 220 to 207 along party lines to pass the measure titled the Inflation Reduction Act and send it on to Biden to sign into law. The Senate approved the legislation on Sunday after a marathon 27-hour session. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Salman Rushdie, whose novel The Satanic Verses drew death threats from Iran in the 1980s, underwent surgery on Friday after being stabbed in the neck and abdomen by a man who rushed the stage as the author was about to give a lecture in Western New York. The 75-year-old Rushdie was then flown to a hospital. His agent, Andrew Wiley, said the writer was on a ventilator with a damaged liver, severed nerves, or severed nerves, I should say, and an arm and an eye. He will likely to lose. An Associated Press reporter witnessed the attacker confront Rushdie on stage and punch him about 10 to 15 times. As he was being introduced, police arrested the attacker and identified him as 25-year-old Hadi Matar of Fairview, New Jersey. This is VOA News. Officials in Montenegro say that a man went on a shooting rampage in the western city of Cetinje, killing 10 people, including two children, before being shot dead by a passerby. Montenegro's police chief says a 34-year-old gunman first shot and killed two children and their mother, who lived as tenants in the attacker's house. He says that the attacker then walked out on the street and randomly shot 13 more people, seven of them fatally. Prosecutor coordinating crime scene investigations with journalists say the gunman was killed by a passerby. India will miss its renewable energy targets for the end of the year, with experts saying multiple challenges, including a lack of financial help and taxes on imported components, are stealing and stalling the clean energy industry. The country has installed just over half of its planned renewable energy capacity, a high-level parliamentary report said last week. The Indian government's Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, which is a sharp charge of the meeting of the nation's renewable energy targets, attributed the failure to meet targets to the COVID-19 pandemic. The government now says it hopes to achieve the very same goal by the year 2023. A ship has docked in a Ukrainian Black Sea port to begin loading wheat for hungry people in Ethiopia. That would be the first food delivery to Africa under a UN-brokered plan to unblock grain trapped by Russia's war on Ukraine and bring relief to some of the millions worldwide on the brink of starvation. For months, fighting in a Russian blockade meant grain produced in Ukraine, such as the World Bread Basket, piled up into silos. In recent days, several ships carrying grain have left Ukrainian ports under the new deal. Those shipments were animal feed and were previous buyers. The ship named Brave Commander will carry on its wheat to Djibouti, where it will unload and be sent to Ethiopia. Recapping our top story, the Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives has now approved a $430 billion bill on Friday that has seen the biggest climate package in U.S. history, delivering a major legislative victory for U.S. President Joe Biden ahead of the November 8th midterm elections. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.